It's Spock. Have you noticed anything strange about him?
No, nothing in particular. What?
Well, it's nothing I can pinpoint without an examination, but he's become increasingly restive. If he were not a Vulcan, I'd almost say nervous. And for another thing, he's avoiding food. I checked, and he hasn't eaten at all in 3 days.
Well, that just sounds like Mr. Spock in one of his contemplated phases. Miss Chapel.
Dr. McCoy?
Captain.
Captain?
What's this?
Oh,
Vulcan Plumeek soup. And I'll bet you made it, too. You never give up hoping, do you?
Well, Mr. Spock hasn't been eating, Doctor, and I just happened to notice.
It's all right. Carry on, Miss Chapel.
Bones, I'm a busy man.
Jim, when I suggested to Spock that it was time for his routine checkup, your logical, unemotional first officer turned to me and said, "You will cease to pry into my personal matters, Doctor, or I shall certainly break your neck."
Spock said that?
What is this? Prying. If I want anything from you, I'll ask for it.
Captain, I should like to request a leave of absence on my home planet. On our present course, you can divert to Vulcan with a loss of but 2.8 light days.
Spock, what the devil is this all about?
I have made my request, Captain. All I require from you is that you answer it, yes or no.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
It is undignified for a woman to play servant to a man who is not hers. I did not.
I'm more interested in your request for shore leave. In all the years that
you
I've known...
You have my request, Captain. Will you grant it or not?
In all the years that I've known you, you've never asked for a leave of any sort. In fact, you've refused them. Why now?
Captain, surely I have enough leave time accumulated.
Agreed, but that isn't the question, is it? If there's a problem, some sort, illness in the family.
No. Nothing of that nature, Captain.
Then, since we're headed for Altair 6, and since the shore facilities there are excellent...
No, I must... I wish to take my leave on Vulcan.
Spock, I'm asking you, what's wrong?
I need rest. I'm asking you to accept that answer.
Bridge. Helm.
Yes, Captain.
Alter course to Vulcan. Increase speed to warp 4.
Aye, sir.
Thank you, Captain.
I suppose most of us overlook the fact that even Vulcans aren't indestructible.
we're not.
Captain's log, stardate 3372.7. On course, on schedule, bound for Altair 6 via Vulcan. First Officer Spock seems to be under stress. He has requested and been granted shore leave. Ship Surgeon McCoy has him under medical surveillance.
Captain, something's coming in on the Starfleet channel. Priority and urgency.
Put it on audio over here, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Message complete, sir. Switching over.
To Captain, USS Enterprise, Starfleet Sector 9. Inauguration ceremonies, Altair 6, have been advanced 7 solar days. Your order to alter your flight plan is filed to accommodate. Order of Comac, Admiral, Starfleet Command. Knowledge?
Lieutenant Uhura, acknowledge that message.
Aye,
Mr. Chekhov, compute course and speed necessary for compliance. We'll have to head directly there at warp 6, sir. Insufficient time to stop off at Vulcan.
Head directly for Altair 6. Sailor's luck, Mr. Spock. Or as one of Finagle's laws puts it, any home port the ship makes will be somebody else's, not mine. The new president of Altair 6 wants to get himself launched a week early, so we have to be there a week early. Don't worry, I'll see that you get your leave as soon as we're finished.
I quite understand, Captain.
Bridge, navigation.
Navigation. Chekhov here.
Mr. Chekhov, how late will we arrive for the ceremonies if we increase speed to maximum and divert to Vulcan just long enough to drop off Mr. Spock?
I don't understand, Captain.
How far behind schedule will diverting to Vulcan put us?
We're on course for Vulcan, Captain, as Mr. Spock ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Chekhov. Kirk out. Spock. Come with me, please. Deck 5. You changed course for Vulcan, Mr. Spock. Why?
Changed the course?
Do you deny it?
No. No, by no means, Captain. It is quite possible.
Then why'd you do it?
Captain, I accept on your word that I did it. I do not know why, nor do I remember doing it. Captain, lock me away. I do not wish to be seen. I cannot. No Vulcan could explain further.
Trying to help you, Spock.
Ask me no further questions. I will not answer.
I order you to report to the sick bay.
Sick bay?
Complete examination. McCoy's waiting.
Spock, I'm all ready for you.
My orders were to report to sick bay, Doctor. I have done so. And now I'll go to my quarters.
My orders were to give you a thorough physical. In case you hadn't noticed, I have to answer to the same commanding officer that you do. Come on, Spock. Yield to the logic of the situation.
Examine me. For all the good it'll do either of us.
How do you figure it, Chekhov. First we're going to Vulcan. Then we're going to Altair. Then we're headed to Vulcan again. And now we're headed back to Altair.
I think I'm going to get spacesick.
Jim, you've got to get Spock to Vulcan.
Bones, I will. As soon as this mission is complete...
No, now, right away. If you don't get him to Vulcan within a week, 8 days at the outside, he'll die. He'll die, Jim.
Why? Must he die? Why within 8 days? Explain.
I don't know.
You keep saying that. Are you a doctor, aren't you?
There's a growing imbalance of body functions. As if in our bodies, huge amounts of adrenaline were constantly being pumped into our bloodstreams. Now, I can't trace it down in my biocomps. Spock won't tell me what it is. But if it isn't stopped somehow, the physical and emotional pressures will simply kill him.
You say you're convinced he knows what it is?
He does. And he's as tight-lipped about it as an Aldebaran shellmouth. No use to ask him, Jim. He won't talk.
McCoy has given me his medical evaluation of your condition. He says you're going to die unless something is done.
What?
Is it something only your planet can do for you?
Spock.
You've been called the best first officer in the fleet. That's an enormous asset to me. If I have to lose that first officer, I want to know why.
There's a thing no outworlder may know, except those very few who've been involved. Vulcan understands, but even we do not speak of it among ourselves. It is a deeply personal thing. Can you see that, Captain? And understand?
No, I do not understand. Explain. Consider that an order.
Captain, there are some things which transcend even the discipline of the service.
Would it help if I told you that I'll treat this as totally confidential?
Has to do with biology.
What?
Biology.
What kind of biology?
Vulcan biology.
You mean the biology of Vulcans? Biology as in reproduction? There's no need to be embarrassed about it, Mr. Spock. It happens to the birds and the bees.
The birds and the bees are not Vulcans, Captain. If they were, if any creature as proudly logical as us were to have their logic ripped from them as this time does to us, how do Vulcans choose their mates? Haven't you wondered?
I guess the rest of us assume that it's done quite logically.
No. It is not. We sealed it with ritual and customs shrouded in antiquity. You humans have no conception. It strips our minds from us. It brings a madness which rips away our veneer of civilization. It is the pon far, the time of mating. There are precedents in nature, Captain. The giant eel birds of Regulus V, once each 11 years, they must return to the caverns where they hatched. On your Earth, the salmon, they must return to that one stream where they were born to spawn, or die in trying.
But you're not a fish, Mr. Spock, you're...
No, nor am I a man. I'm a Vulcan. I'd hoped I would be spared this, but the ancient drives are too strong. Eventually, they catch up with us. We are driven by forces we cannot control to return home and take a wife or die.
I haven't heard a word you've said. And I'll get you to Vulcan somehow.
Lieutenant, get me Admiral Comac at Starfleet Command Sector 9. Pipe it down to McCoy's office.
Starfleet Command, yes, sir.
Mr. Sulu, you don't think...
Maybe you ought to plot a course back to Vulcan, just in case.
Communication to Mr. Spock. Lieutenant Uhura here. Captain asked me to...
Let me alone!
Captain, you're making a most unusual request.
I'm aware of that, sir, but it's of the utmost importance. You must give me permission to divert to Vulcan.
But you refuse to explain why it is so important?
I can, sir. But believe me, I wouldn't make such a request.
The Altair 6 is no ordinary matter. That area is just putting itself together after a long interplanetary conflict. This inauguration will stabilize the entire Altair system. Our appearance there is a demonstration of friendship and strength which will cause ripples clear to the Klingon Empire.
Sir, the delay would be at most a day. I can hardly believe...
Sir, you will proceed to Altair 6 as ordered. Subject is closed. You have your orders. Starfleet out.
Well, that's that. No, it's not. I know the Altair situation. We would be one of three starships. Very impressive, very diplomatic, but it's simply not that vital.
You can't go off to Vulcan against Starfleet orders. You'll be busted.
And I can't let Spock die, can I, Bones? And he will, if we go to Altair. I owe my life a dozen times over. Isn't that worth a career? He's my friend. Bridge navigation.
Bridge, navigation.
Mr. Chekhov, lay in a course for Vulcan. Tell engineering I want warp 8 or better. Push her for all she'll take.
Course already plotted. Laying it in, sir.
I see. Very well, carry on, Mr. Chekhov. Kirk out.
Yes, Mr. Spock.
I had a most startling dream. You were trying to tell me something, but I couldn't hear you. be illogical for us to protest against our natures. Don't you think?
I don't understand.
Your face is wet.
I came to tell you that we are bound for Vulcan. We'll be there in just a few days.
Vulcan. Miss Chapel.
My name is Christine.
Yes, I know, Christine. Would you make me some of that lo-mix soup?
Oh, I'd be very glad to do that, Mr. Spock.
Surmised my problem, Doctor. My compliments on your insight. Captain, there is a thing that happens to Vulcans at this time. Almost an insanity, which you would no doubt find distasteful.
Will I? You've been most patient with my kinds of madness.
Then would you beam down to the planet's surface and stand with me? There is a brief ceremony.
Is it permitted?
It is my right. By tradition, the male is accompanied by his closest friends.
Thank you, Mr. Spock.
I also request McCoy accompany me.
I shall be honored, sir.
Captain, we're standing by on Vulcan hailing frequency, sir.
Open the channel, Lieutenant. Vulcan Space Central, this is the USS Enterprise requesting permission to assume standard orbit.
USS Enterprise from Vulcan Space Central. Permission granted. And from all of Vulcan, welcome. Is Commander Spock with you?
This is Spock.
Stand by to activate your central viewer, please.
Doctor, what's going on?
Spock. It is I.
What did you bring? Parted from me, and never parted. Never and always touching and touched. We meet at the appointed place.
Spock, parted from me, and never parted. Never and always touching and touched. I await you.
She's lovely, Mr. Spock. Who is she?
She is T'Pring. My wife. For more than 2,000 Earth years. This is our place of Kunut Khalifi.
He called it Kunut what?
He described it to me as meaning marriage or challenge. In the distant past, Vulcans killed to win their mates.
They still go mad at this time. Perhaps the price they pay for having no emotions the rest of the time.
Lovely. Wish the breeze were cooler.
Yeah, hot as Vulcan. Now I understand what that phrase means.
The atmosphere is thinner than Earth.
I wonder when his T'Pring arrives.
marriage party approaches.
I hear them.
Marriage party? You said T'Pring was your wife.
By our parents' arrangement. A ceremony. While we were about 7 years of age. Less than a marriage, but more than a betrothal. One touches the other in order to feel each other's thoughts. In this way, our minds were locked together so that at the proper time, we would both be drawn to Kunut Khalifi.
Person to ever turn down a seat in the Federation's Council.
To Pao. Officiating at Spock's wedding.
He never mentioned that his family was this important.
Our ceremonies for outworlders?
They are not outworlders. They are my friends. I am permitted this.
This is Kirk.
Ma'am.
And they are called?
Leonard McCoy, ma'am.
The names these outworlders, friends. How does the pledge their behavior?
With my life, T'Pau.
What they are about to see comes down from the time of the beginning without change. This is the Vulcan heart. This is the Vulcan soul. This is our way. Kari Far.
What is it? What happened?
She chooses the challenge.
With him?
He acts only if cowardice is seen. She will choose her champion.
It's Spock.
Do not attempt to speak with him, Kirk. He is deep in the Flaktau, the blood fever. He will not speak with thee again until he has passed through what is to come. If thee wishes to depart, thee may leave now.
We'll stay.
Spock chose his friends well.
Ma'am, I don't understand. Are you trying to say that she rejected him, that she doesn't want him?
He will have to fight for her. It is her right. The Brink, he has chosen the Caliphi, the challenge. We are prepared to become the property of the victor.
I am prepared.
Spock, does he accept challenge according to our laws and customs?
Think Spock can take him?
I doubt it. Not in his present condition.
The Prince, you will choose thy champion.
As it was in the dawn of our days, as it is today, as it will be for all tomorrows, I make my choice. This one.
No. I am to be the one. It was agreed.
Be silent.
Hear me. I have made the ancient claim. I claim the right. The woman is...
Riker!
I ask forgiveness.
Kirk. The Queen is within her rights. But our laws and customs are not binding on thee. Thee are free to decline, with no harm on thyself. He speaks.
My friend does not understand.
The choice has been made, Spock. It is up to him now.
He does not know. I will do what I must to bow. But not with him. His blood does not burn. He is my friend.
It is said, thy Vulcan blood is thin. Are ye Vulcan, or are ye human?
I burn, T'Pau. My eyes are flame. My heart is flame. Thee has the power, T'Pau. In the name of my fathers, forbid. Forbid. T'Pau, I plead with thee. I beg.
Thee has prided thyself on thy Vulcan heritage. It is decided.
What happens to Spock if I decline?
Another champion will be selected. Do not interfere, Kirk. keep thy place.
You can't do it, Jim.
I can't?
No. She said that their laws and customs were not binding on you.
And you said Spock might not be able to handle it. Now, if I can knock Spock out without really hurting him...
In this climate, if the heat doesn't get you, the thin air will.
I get into any trouble, I'll quit. And Spock wins, and honor is satisfied.
Jim, listen, if you...
Bones is my first officer, my friend. I disregarded Starfleet orders to bring him here. Another thing, that's the POW of Vulcan. All of Vulcan in one package. How can I back out in front of her?
It is done. Kirk, decide.
I accept the challenge.
Here begins the act of combat for possession of the woman T'Pring. As it was at the time of the beginning, so it is now. Bring forth the Lirpa. If both survive the Lirpa, combat will continue with the armed wound.
What do you mean, if both survive?
This combat is to the death.
Who said anything about a fight to the death?
These men are friends. Force them to fight till one of them is killed.
I can forgive such a display only once. Challenge was given and lawfully accepted. It has begun. Let no one interfere.
Is this Vulcan chivalry? The air's too hot and thin for Kirk. He's not used to it.
The air is the air. What can be done?
I can compensate for the atmosphere and the temperature with this. At least it'll give Kirk a fighting chance.
We may proceed.
You're gonna have to kill him, Joe.
Kill Spock? That's not what we came to Vulcan for, is it? What's that?
It's a triox compound. It'll help you breathe. Now be careful.
Sound medical advice.
The Anvoon!
Of him, Spock. It's finished. He's dead.
I grieve with the
Enterprise, Lieutenant Uhura here.
Have the transporter room stand by to beam up the landing party. As strange as it may seem, Mr. Spock, you're in command now. Any orders?
Yes. I'll follow you up in a few minutes. You will instruct Mr. Chekhov to plot a course for the nearest starbase, where I must surrender myself to the authorities. Explain.
Specify.
Why the challenge? And why you chose my captain as your champion?
Stan wanted me. I wanted him.
I see no logic in preferring Stan over me.
You have become much known among our people, Spock. Almost a legend. And as the years went by, I came to know that I did not want to be the consort of a legend. But by the laws of our people, I could only divorce you by the Caliphate. There was also Stan, who wanted very much to be my consort, and I wanted him. If your captain were Victor, he would not want me, and so I would have Stan. If you were Victor, you would free me because I had dared to challenge, and again I would have Stan. But if you did not free me, it would be the same, for you would be gone, and I would have your name and your property, and Stan would still be there.
Logical.
flawlessly logical.
I am honored.
Starn. She is yours. After a time, you may find that having is not so pleasing a thing after all as wanting. It is not logical, but it is often true. Spock here. Stand by to beam up. Live long, T'Pau, and prosper.
Live long and prosper, Spock.
I shall do neither. I have killed my captain and my friend. Energize.
Doctor, I shall be resigning my commission immediately, of course.
A Spock.
So I would appreciate your making the final arrangements.
Spock, I...
Doctor, please, let me finish. There can be no excuse for the crime of which I'm guilty. I intend to offer no defense. Furthermore, I shall order Mr. Scott to take immediate command of this vessel.
Don't you think you better check with me first?
Captain. Jim! I'm pleased to see you, Captain. You seem uninjured. I am at something of a loss to understand it, however.
Blame McCoy. That was no Triox compound he shot me with. He slipped in a neural paralyzer. Knocked me out. Simulated death.
Indeed.
Nurse, would you mind, please?
Spock, what happened down there? The girl, the wedding.
Oh, yes, the girl. That's interesting. It must have been the combat. When I thought I had killed the captain, I found I had lost all interest in Duprang. The madness was gone.
You're here?
Captain Kirk, message from Starfleet Command, top priority.
Relay it, Lieutenant.
Response to T'Pau's request for diversion of Enterprise to planet Vulcan... hereby approved. Any reasonable delay granted. Comac, Admiral Starfleet Command.
Well, a little late, but I'm glad they're seeing it our way. How about that, T'Pau? They couldn't turn it out. Mr. Chekov, lay in a course for Altair 6. Leave orbit when ready. Kirk out.
There's just one thing, Mr. Spock. You can't tell me that when you first saw Jim alive that you weren't on the verge of giving us an emotional scene that would have brought the house down.
Merely my quite logical relief that Starfleet had not lost the highly proficient captain.
Yes, Mr. Spock, I understand.
Thank you, Captain.
Of course, Mr. Spock. Your reaction was quite logical.
Thank you, Doctor.
In a pig's eye.
Come on, Spock. Let's go mind the store.